Hello?
Yes, Department of Public Health Coronavirus Hotline. How can I assist you today?
Hi, yeah, this is Dr. Larry Arsimar. Turns out my wife and I probably were exposed the end of January.
Yes, sir.
And just found out that the person that she was exposed to tested positive for antibodies. And that was the only time that he was sick. And he was pretty ill. They thought he had a bad flu. This was in New York.
Mm-hmm.
And they had been exposed to people who had just come in from Italy the previous week. So then my daughter flew down from New York after her boyfriend was showing symptoms. And she stayed with us for 4 or 5 days. A couple of days later, my wife started showing some symptoms. But, of course, this is the first part of February, right? We were not relating that to coronavirus at all because it had, quote, not been found in New York City at that time.
Yes, sir. Mm-hmm.
So anyway, we're at the situation now. My wife wound up, she went up in Thomas Hospital a couple of weeks after that. She started with a cough after the chills and stuff that just continued. And, of course, we just related it to her chronic adult asthma. But then she wound up actually in the hospital after 2 ER visits. She was, interestingly, treated with hydroxychloroquine because she's on Plaquenil for her arthritis and high-dose azithromycin. Coincidence? Who the hell knows? But anyway, you know, you throw all that crap together and go, oh, Lord, was she actually treating her coronavirus and really didn't know it?
Right.
So she winds up the middle of the 1st of March, sick enough to actually be admitted to Thomas Hospital.
Mm-hmm.
Checked for the flu, negative, of course, but she was in the hospital for 6 days. And so she would have been the first case in Baldwin County. The question now is, did she actually have it? And did I actually have it? I had minimal symptoms. My
right.
daughter did have symptoms on the way back up to New York, but she kind of blew it off because she was running from one airline to catch another plane, and she said, oh, man, I started coughing and wheezing and stuff. She said, I haven't done that in years. So a lot of crazy circumstantial stuff, but her boyfriend just got tested day before yesterday, got the antibody test, just because he was like, you know, I wonder if I had that. He was positive. So we just got the word today. So now the question is she positive? And therefore, me also. And so therefore, we no longer have to quarantine. Because we've been quarantined. We've quarantined ourselves for the last 2 months. Because she's scared to death because of her lung symptoms that she was going to get it. And she may have had it.
I can understand that.
Yeah, so, I mean, crazy, right? I mean, so really, the virus was around a lot sooner. My daughter thinks that she may have gotten it from a friend and her fiancé who flew in from Italy.
Mm-hmm.
The middle of January, and they were doing rehearsals because they're all in the entertainment field, and they were doing rehearsals, close-up rehearsals together, and then my daughter's boyfriend wound up sick the next week.
Well, there are not a lot of places doing the antibody test, which is unfortunate, but...
Okay, because he just got that from a Walgreens with a Senate to LabCorp.
Yeah, Walgreens is...
Down in Tampa.
Yeah, Walgreens is probably... The only place I know that has really rolled it out. There are a few places that
not
do
in the area, I don't think.
No,
I'm in Baldwin County.
Yeah, I know every site in Baldwin County except you've got two American Family Cares, one in Fairhope and one in Daphne. And the health department is testing in Robertsdale, but not again until the 19th.
Okay, that's for the antibody.
But they are testing on the 19th. And other than that, Thomas Hospital is it, and American Family Care in Orange Beach.
Okay, so Thomas Hospital is actually testing, and since she was there in the hospital,
they probably
they may be interested.
Yeah, I was going to say, because you're a physician, they haven't been retesting just because they're so low on supplies.
Okay, yeah.
But
this is certainly not an emergency, but... She would be able to donate plasma, or I could,
right?
If that was,
I would check. I would call the Baldwin County Health Department. Now, the 19th is the next time that they'll test.
Okay. 19th, that's in Robertsdale.
In Robertsdale. But that
and
would
that,
be,
that would be the antibody?
I'm not sure if they have it yet. They didn't have it.
Okay. Okay, yeah, but, because that's the only thing that would be appropriate at this stage, because she's 2 months removed from her from the illness, actually.
But I would try Thomas Hospital and the health department would be the only two places.
Do you know who the contact person would be at Thomas?
I can give you the phone number. Let me.
Oh, that'd be great.
Let me have your zip code.
36526.
My wife were going to the Grand Hotel last month, and we ended up.
Oh, really?
Because they couldn't. We go there about every 2 months, but all the restaurants were closed.
Yeah, it's just. And my wife is about to go stir crazy. I actually got her out walking now, so because she's feeling so much better. But she was like, "Man, I'd just like to be able to go somewhere."
I don't blame her. Here's the number at Thomas.
Okay.
It's 251-341-2819.
Thank you so much. I appreciate your call.
You're welcome. They're doing it at the cardiac rehab.
Okay, terrific. Thanks.
Yes, sir. George, talking to you. You have a good day. Bye-bye.
You too. Bye-bye.